96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. This is the Insight segment.
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro Pucks.
Afro puffs may be the easiest style to rock during the summer heat, but if that's not your taste, how do you keep it together on your head? Heat, humidity, and black hair rarely get along. Well, tonight we have a panel of hair experts with tips to keep you looking good all the way to the fall. My guests are Keith Harley, owner of the Keith Harley Hair and Scalp Clinic, Tink Richardson with the C. Allen Signature Salon, and Marissa Robinson with the Bill Lawrence Salon. If you have questions about your hair, you don't know what you want to do with it, you don't know whether you want to go natural, keep it straight, you want it curly, you want it short, you want it long, or maybe you just have a big SOS on your forehead when it comes to your hair, now is the time to give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Okay, gang, how are you?
Great.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Everybody's hair is laid, looking good.
Thank you, Harold.
Whether it's the hair you were born with or you bought it. She said no. Tink says no judgment. That's right. This is a no judgment zone when we're talking about hair. But let's get right to it. Why, Tink, is the summer the most difficult time for a lot of black women to maintain a good-looking hairstyle?
Well, because with us black women, we naturally have curly hair,
mm-hmm.
which expands with humidity.
Mm-hmm. But that's what they call it, expanding
it
now.
It expands with humidity.
My mom used to say it just goes back.
Well, if that's what you want to say. But yes, it expands. So, you know, the heat and the humidity is not our friend, especially if we're natural. And not chemically treated.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if someone is, you know, this is the time to go swimming. This mm-hmm. is time to, you know, to whether you're at the beach with salt water, you're at the pool with chlorine, or whether you're just standing by the pool looking good and trying not to get your hair splashed.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that people need to know when it comes to taking care of their hair, Marissa, this summer?
I think you need to work with the elements and not against them. You know, having curly hair, having textured hair can be an asset in the summertime if you have the right products, if you have the right foundation. Foundation meaning your cut, your color. That way, when you get wet, you have something better than what you started with because now you have a transitional style instead of just one thing that can't do, you know, as much, doesn't have a broad spectrum.
But does everyone have the ability to transition if your hair gets wet?
Absolutely.
Transition to what?
That depends on that client. And the stylist that they consult with should be able to inform them on what's best for them for the summer and what's best for them when they want to wear those wet styles and swim and have that flexibility, but everybody can do it.
Okay. All right, Keith. So what's the big trend this year for women during the summer to kind of keep it together? Are they still, doing braids that'll last several weeks, or what are they trying to do?
Well, let me just tell you, trends repeat themselves over and over again. Mm-hmm. I always say trends are pretty much when we prescribe that style just for that individual based on their personality and what they do for themselves. And let me just be clear, something that she just mentioned about going to a professional. You know, often sometimes we try to take that matter into our own hands.
YouTube videos, there's a lot of that going on.
Absolutely. And I tell people all the time, you can't get a license from YouTube. That is just something you can't do. So I know back in the day, years, we used to sit between our mom's hair and get our hair braided and get all those things done. But people like on this panel today have gone to school, to get the license to do what they need to do so that we can service you.
Okay. And I'm going to talk about that service, too, and how much you pay and if you're getting your money's worth. That's coming a little bit later.
But
I'm glad that you're ready. That's right. Buckle up, Marissa.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810.
We're talking about summer hair care and how to look your best during the hot and humid months. Celeste, calling from D.C. Celeste, you want to talk about going natural. What's on your mind? Celeste, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go right ahead.
I just wanted to call and thank Marissa. She's my hairdresser.
Okay.
I love you.
Hi. She helped me transition from, you know, your typical relaxed hairdo to natural hair. And it saves me time. It saves me money. It's you know, and I think we as black women, we should definitely consider, you know, going natural so that we can, you know, fulfill our own standard of beauty instead of spending money and time and damaging our hair trying to live up to somebody else's standard of beauty.
Okay.
That's my comment. And hi, Marissa. Thank you.
Okay.
Celeste,
I have to ask you, though.
Yes.
We always hear about the big chop. Did you have to do that?
I did have to have a little bit cut off.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you let it grow out naturally first, you know, I didn't have to have a whole lot cut off. So it all depends, and I guess it all depends on your style too. My daughter did have her hair cut really short to go natural,
mm-hmm.
but that, you know, that was her choice. So I guess it all depends on the person. You should ask your expert hair care people there.
Okay, well I will definitely do that. So thank you so much. They're just giddy today.
You're wonderful.
Oh, that's thank you so much. And many happy hair days for you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Okay, let's talk about this money thing. When you go to just about any place to buy something that you need, something that is important to you, whether you go to Walmart or you go to Neiman Marcus, whether you go to the car repair shop, or whether you go to a restaurant, the prices are listed. What happened with prices not being listed now when you go to a salon? You ask someone how much this is going to cost. Why does it appear that you are pulling these prices out of your heads from anywhere?
What? Well, let me add.
This is going to be good.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Because I must say, on my website, my prices are listed.
Okay, they are listed.
I want everything
okay.
to be clear. Mm-hmm. Before you even book the appointment, before mm-hmm. you hit book online, you know what you're getting into. It is no smoke and mirrors. What I do is what I do, and my prices reflect that. So it's, you know, you're going to get what you pay for.
So there's no secret with
it's
you.
It's no secret.
Oh, okay. Not at all. And one of the things I love that she said is that her prices are available to them online when they make their appointment. And this is what we talk about all the time, and I'm sure you all know what I'm talking about, bringing the professionalism back to the industry.
Absolutely.
Think that is something that we're missing. We have when you walk into a salon and a hairstylist or someone that is servicing you just creates this price just because they need to pay that car note.
But you know that these things do happen.
Absolutely.
Quite a bit.
Absolutely.
In every industry.
Right.
Okay.
And so you all know what I'm talking about. What you need to do before you even get serviced at that salon or wherever you're going, you need to consult with them first to determine, is that where you want to go?
Absolutely. Do your research.
Absolutely.
Look into the stylist that you are looking to go to.
They're like a doctor.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And no service should start without a proper consultation.
Mm-hmm. Now, should I expect me, right, when I shave my head, but should any of your customers expect to pay for a consultation? How long should that be? And what should they ask?
Depending on the service, I think consultations can be a standard thing, and they also can be a specific thing. For instance, when I do hair extensions, my consultation is a little more in-depth. And when I do bridal consultations, it's a little more in-depth. So the price may fluctuate. But a general consultation comes with a service mm-hmm. or without.
Okay, so you're saying that there is a fee for the consultation.
But absolutely.
If you're not getting a service. If you're getting a service, it's included in the price for myself.
I see. Okay. That's
and for us, we charge for a consultation.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't add that to the service because, you know, there's sometimes that people come to us to consult with us mm-hmm. and they go home and do something else.
Right. Right.
And that we give them a printout. We determine what is going on internally. We determine what's going on with their lifestyle. And they will use that and then go to YouTube and try to create that situation at home. So what we do, we're a lot different from most salons. We're a hair and scalp clinic. So that's what we focus on, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense.
It does. It does make a lot of sense. Let me go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Remember, we will be taking calls after 7:30, even after we switch over to Sirius XM channel 141. So if you can't get in, keep calling. I promise I will take your phone calls. Naomi, calling from Alexandria. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. I actually just wanted to know, what do you recommend to try to get children's hair to grow?
Children's hair will grow. It's nothing topically that you can use to promote growth. That is something that happens from within. Everyone is different. Some children's hair will grow slower than others just as adults. All I would say is just brush it, comb it, keep it healthy on a regular basis, and let it grow in its own pace.
Mm-hmm. What kind of growth are you looking for, Naomi?
So my daughter, I get her hair braided like every 2 weeks.
How old is she?
Just because she's 7.
Okay.
Because it's just kind of easier to manage, and I don't have a lot of time in the morning and things like that.
Okay.
And so I want to make sure that the braids are okay for her hair, and, you know, and getting them washed every 2 weeks, if that's okay. And it seems to be doing fine, but she wants, of course, her hair to grow a little bit longer, and I'm just like, it'll take time, you know, don't worry about it. But I wonder if I'm doing enough to take care.
Thoughts you may be doing too
hair,
much,
really.
Naomi.
Absolutely.
With, you know, the braids, you really do have to be careful with traction and mm-hmm. tension on the scalp, especially the hairline. Even when you're plaiting and doing barrettes and things like that, any kind of over-manipulated style is not going to be good for the integrity of your child's hair or anybody's hair. And so that can slow down any growth or any progress that your child might have. So you want to be mindful and be careful of who's braiding her hair, how often, and how you're caring for it when she gets it braided and in between.
And also, in addition to that, stop looking for a miracle product.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It, you know, everybody always says this is going to do that. This is organic.
Right.
This is this. Let me tell you something. And I tell people this all the time, and I'm sure the panel will agree with me. You know, you hear these natural products, these organic products. Well, let me tell you what that is. They use organic and natural products in the product. Mm-hmm. But if it's an organic natural product, it won't last longer than 48 hours. Take a banana and put it on the shelf. How long does it take to turn brown? That is a natural product. So in order for a product to be natural, it has to be, it won't last. It won't last. So it has to have some type of preservative in it. So don't look for something, oh, this is organic. Oh, this is something natural. Yeah, it has those properties in it, but it is not all organic and natural, and it's not going to make the hair grow tomorrow.
Okay. Naomi, thank you so much, and good luck with your child's hair. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Cedric, calling from D.C. What's on your mind, Cedric?
Yes, I have a quick question.
Sure.
For the panel, I was diagnosed with cancer in December, and you know your hair falls out, and then when your hair grows back, you have itchy scalp. So my scalp is dry, my hair is a different texture, so I'm wondering if you guys have a recommendation on how to take care of my scalp and hair texture at this point.
Well, first of all, Cedric, let me just say the panel is here praying for you.
Yes.
We want you to know that you can get through this, to stay strong, to stay positive, and remember, guard your circle of influence during this process, okay? Did you hear that?
I hear you.
All right, good, good. And I hear your spirit. So let me just say, it's going to change. You're going to have to use your texture of your hair, that when it comes back, it's going to be a different texture. You're going to find that it's going to be fine. You're going to find that the scalp is going to be dry. You're going to find that the hair is going to shed, and it's going to go through transitions. So you need to get to someone, like someone on this panel, that can give you a consultation, that can look at it. We can't predict that for you over the radio. You got to get to a professional so they can see it and see what area or what process you're in now with your chemo. And then from that, we can determine what type of product would be best for you and what kind of system you should be using.
Cedric, I want to let you know, as well as letting all of our listeners know, that the contact information for each member of the panel will be on WHUR.com, as always, after the program. So you will be able to find their links where you can contact them directly. And you can figure out who may be able to help you. So, again, Cedric, good health to you. Thank you so much for your phone call. If you're on the line, stay with us. Tammy from Beltsville, Shantae from Silver Spring, Cheryl from Columbia, we're going to talk to you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We're taking care of your hair. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
I'm hitting so hard, you can say it's a